This is the Slice of App Pie Show. I am Steve, your host, for some tips and tricks to help you become a successful creative indie. Ready for your slice? Getting mantras and elevator pitches for manifestos. In our last episode, we tried to put together a longer version of a story. Until the end, when it all came out at once, I pretty much flubbed it. I pointed out that many creative types can't follow a bunch of steps. It just doesn't work. When I do, it leads to something not quite satisfying, and probably when you do. I needed to do some bad writing, and then the good stuff comes out all at once. What came out makes a great manifesto. There's a problem, though. If I'm talking to someone at a party about my podcast, reciting a 400-word manifesto is not the best of ideas. I still need something shorter that people will actually listen to. I also can't go about reciting a manifesto to myself every time resistance gets me questioning what I am doing. I need something short there, too, to get me back on track. We have our one long story, our manifesto. We need to filter different tweetable stories from our manifestos. One of these stories is external to us, the one we relate to others. The other story is internal to us, to focus us in times when we lose that focus, where resistance has the better of us. I refer to these two as the elevator pitch and the mantra. The elevator pitch, or high concept pitch, is an old idea that came out of advertising in Hollywood. Imagine you happen to get into the same elevator with the one person in the world who could make you a success. You have a captive audience for 30 seconds. How do you sell your idea in 30 seconds? That's your elevator pitch. In Hollywood, a high concept pitch describes a movie or TV show quickly, so you can get interest. For example, Alien is Jaws in space, or The Lion King is Hamlet with lions. These concepts are very short but packed with meaning. That's how you keep them short. Use words that have a full schema behind them. In movie pitches, they often use another movie or play as their base. You already know about Hamlet, and this is a story about a son getting revenge for his father's death at the hands of his treacherous uncle. All that in one word. Other words are just as charged, based on the schemas we map on them. We have mental models of whole stories on a single word. We can recall a whole story from the title of a story. We can also do it to other words as well. Try, for example, companies. Starbucks could be the McDonald's of coffee. McDonald's has a story most people know. Most likely, this would be a put-down of the mass-produced, found-everywhere chain business. Howard Schultz, when he bought Starbucks and began to grow the company, had a different concept, the neighborhood piazza. Schultz went to Italy and realized that people hang out in the piazza. The environment he wanted was somewhere that was neither home or work where you could just hang out. Starbucks is generally of a higher quality product and environment than McDonald's. Some now use Starbucks to describe their concept, such as the Starbucks of popcorn, to mean a higher quality product sold in outlets everywhere. I use the term creative indie to describe my audience for this podcast. Just think of the word indie. It's a short form of independent, usually meaning someone who is independent from larger organizations. An indie film means a movie that wasn't made by 20th Century Fox. An indie coffee shop is one that's grinding and mixing their own beans, not one serving Starbucks. Indie has a further emotional meaning. Not only these businesses aren't chains, they are often quirky in fun ways big chains cannot be. This strengthens the other word, creative. When we think of creative, we think of someone who is doing art, music, app development, or the like. The two words together bring an image of someone who is in business from their art on their own terms. I can put that together to describe the whole manifesto like this: the Business Success Podcast for the Creative Indie. That's all you need. I did it in 8 words. Indeed, it's part of my podcast title. I've defined my audience and told you what I am doing in only 8 words. If someone were to ask me about my podcast, I tell them exactly that. If they are interested, I can go into more of the story from the manifesto. If not, I move on. The idea is to generate interest. The companion to the elevator pitch is the mantra. Mantras are originally a meditative tool used to focus one on their spiritual efforts. The key to our variation on a mantra is to focus ourselves on our goals. You might find the elevator pitch does that, but often you need a more personal approach, something that's meant to push your buttons. Like our elevator pitch, it uses emotionally charged words with plenty of story mapped on them. This time, however, it's personal and internal. It may be so personal, no one else will get your meaning. For example, here's mine, which isn't even a full sentence. Keynote Hawaii. If you've been altruistic in your manifesto and elevator pitch, you have permission to be selfish here. Anything that will give you such a strong desire to do the work when resistance comes calling works. I do admittedly want to change the world and make the world a better place for independent creative people to do and sell their art successfully. I am one of those, and this podcast is one of my efforts to do exactly that. But there are personal wants that fuel everything I am doing. Mine is someday retiring from my day job and working on this podcast from a home in Hawaii. I'd also like to travel worldwide on speaking engagements where I can talk about and inspire people in person about being a creative indie. You would have a hard time guessing that from one sentence. But there's a ton of story and emotion mapped on those two words. Every cold, dark morning in Chicago, I bundle up to get coffee and write, I think those two words, and I get going. I add one more thing to this, to make it more than a whim. We'll talk more about calls to action as we get into marketing content, but I do add my own call to action. I use a phrase Stephen Pressfield first used in his book, The War of Art. Keynote Hawaii, so do the work. I've associated my end story with the action I need to take. If you have ever heard the old game about appending a word to the end of your fortune on a fortune cookie, do the same here with the phrase, do the work. In fact, it's a great game too. Take any fortune cookie and add the phrase, do the work. We have all our versions of stories planned out. We have a direction to go. Now start going. To help us there, we need one more planning tool, goals. In our next episode, we'll look at making a goal that will do the work. Thanks for listening to Slice of App Pie. Please subscribe and leave a rating on iTunes. You can also find out more about today's episode in the show notes at sliceofapppie.com. Have a great and glorious day. Talk to you later.